Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we're examining every single goddamn page of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, a scenario for Vampire the Masquerade, to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is 1992's Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, the official PDF release from White Wolf. Tonight we're discussing page 10 of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico. This is page 10, that is my target, the fish and chips. They're within sight. If only I can complete this page in time. But there's a lot to this page. There's a lot that I have to get through to completely digest this page, and I don't know if I can do it in time. Such is the quandary of the would-be Diablerist, according to the rules on this page. Let me paint you a picture. The would-be Diablerist, the young vampire who wishes to consume the essence of an elder vampire, lurks into the hidden lair, finds the elder there in torpor, smells the smell of that potent blood. It makes his mouth water. This is his fish and chips. Like me, this motherfucker can barely be in the same room with fish and chips without becoming obsessed by a desire to devour it whole. So, he creeps up upon the slumbering fish and chips, bites the neck of the fish and chips, and here we see the metaphor beginning to break down. But we can ride it a little while longer. He takes what he desires from the fish and chips, sensually, perhaps holding the fish and chips down by the wrist, who knows? And I mean, it's getting weird for me too, but we're here together. We just have to keep going. He consumes more and more and more, the blood, until the last drop of blood is gone. He is hungry for the very essence of the fish and chips, aka the elder vampire. And this is where our metaphor breaks down. We can't talk about fish and chips anymore. I'm sorry, fish and chips. Look, I'm going to see you soon. Okay, it's going to be fine. Just patiently wait until the podcast episode is over. We have to turn now to a different metaphor, a chocolate frosty from Wendy's. Allow me to quote to you from the rules. When the vessel's blood pool reaches zero, she slips into torpor. Thereafter, the Diabolist must roll strength with a difficulty of 9. For each success, the vessel loses one health level. This represents the draining not of blood, but of the vessel's very life force, that which animates his undead body, and its transference to the Diabolist. So this is a soul. And so in that sense, we're well out of frosty territory. Frosties, they can't go to heaven, and I have looked into it, cross-denominationally. Frosties don't go to heaven. But while you would think you would consume a soul with, like, the force of your will, or, like, some kind of spiritual struggle, what you in fact do is roll strength with a difficulty of 9, which is a hard goddamn strength roll, and means that you have to literally suck the soul out of another vampire. This isn't like, you know, Shang Tsung's finisher in Mortal Kombat, where you just kind of like do a magical thing and then like the green stuff comes out and that's the soul. You got to get your mouth all the way on. You got to get a good fucking latch on this elder vampire and suck as hard as you fucking can. You have to, with your mouth, pull the soul out of this vampire. There are many problems with this rule. I think maybe the dumbest thing is just that you're using strength at all for this. It's wrong on multiple levels. First of all, it's silly that the stronger you are, the harder you can suck and get a soul out through the tiny holes you've made in the neck of an elder vampire. Also, though, it's a bad choice because strength, you know, other than for elders, is rated on a scale of 1 to 5. These aren't a lot of dice to roll, right? You're not adding an ability or anything. It's up to a 5-die pool for like 5 strength. If you're an elder, you could have more, you know, if you spent a lot of blood to like pump your strength way up. But baseline, it's a very low dice pool. A difficulty of 9 is very hard to hit, and remember that in this iteration of the World of Darkness system, every 1 that you roll subtracts a success, whereas on a difficulty 9 roll, only a 9 or a 10 on that 10-sided die counts as a success. So, if 9s and 10s are successes and 1s subtract a success, you can see the way the math works out, your chances of getting no or even negative successes when you're rolling 1 to 5 dice, it's pretty swingy. Those chances are very high. There's nothing on this page about what happens if you botch, which is what happens if you roll more ones than successes, which is pretty likely to happen at some point in this process. There's no indication of what would happen. And you really need to know, because if you look at the difficulty here, let's say that you've had the blood from an uninjured elder vampire in torpor. Once you've consumed all their blood, you now need to knock out all 7 health levels that they have with this strength roll, which is difficulty 9. It's hard to make. Most of the time, if you have like an attainable level of strength, you're not going to succeed on this roll. So we're talking about maybe 21 rolls you're going to have to make before you finally, laboriously suck the last bit of soul out of this elder vampire. This is like 30, 45 minutes after your initial Wendy's order, when finally, the Frosty is beginning to give it up. But also nothing against a food that doesn't make you wait. I'll tell you for free, I am going to eat these fish and chips the moment I get my hands on them. It's not going to be a fucking minute too soon. But a Frosty's also cool. No beef with the Frosty to bring in yet another kind of food in this, the podcasting hour right before dinner. My point is, the soul doesn't want to come out. You have to suck and suck and suck. Your jaw is sore. Your cheeks are puckered. You are sucking as hard as you can on this vampire. You feel like you're trying to pull up marbles through this fucking straw. And every time you roll, that's another chance to botch. I don't know what happens if you botch. Do you waste the whole vampire? Is this like if you suck too hard at a Frosty and you fuck up your straw? Don't look at me like that, motherfucker. I have no other frame of reference for trying to suck something so resistant into my body with my sheer strength. Frosty is the only way I can understand this. And I want to point out, not only is this like a laborious process that you're likely to botch, but also it takes a really long time, which in a way, like while dumb, is also something I really appreciate about this page. It's trying to convey that Diablerie is a grueling process. And, you know, sure, I've waited 30 minutes to get to a Frosty, to finally get it to give it up. But that's passive wait time. That's hands-off time. It's melting during this. I guess if I imagine sucking on something solid as hard as I can for a full minute without interruption, yeah, that seems like it would, hurt. It seems like that sucks. And it, I guess, does convey to me, this soul really doesn't want to come out. It gives you a minute to reflect. This is not like other RPG violence. This is not like beheading a vampire, which you can do in just a couple seconds. This is not like throwing a fireball, which happens so fast you don't even have time to regret it. This is, I'm going to eat your soul. Come here. Get my mouth on your neck. Make a little hole and suck on it like two little fucking crazy straws for one full minute as hard as I can. My throat hurts. My jaw's locking up. And I have that full minute to think like, this soul really does not want to come out of these little holes, but I am going to fucking suck it through these little holes. That's, you know, I don't know what to tell you. I take it all back. I love this. I'm glad that you have to physically suck souls out of bodies in Vampire. It's goofy, but I really wouldn't want to have it any other way. Join me next time as we discuss the surprisingly mild psychological consequences of sucking a whole soul through a straw on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. Except you, Fish and Chips. You can come in right now. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the patrons-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that feed and support the show, visit patreon.com/megadumbcast. This season's theme song is Tequila Moonrise by Tequila Moonrise. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.